You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Ako po si Romel, and I'm one of your pastors here in Victory Metro East. And once again, thank you for worshiping with us today. At iniimbitahan din po namin kayo, no, next week we'll be starting a brand new series entitled The Ability to Produce Wealth, no. And sakto po to, no, sa mga pinagdadaanan po natin ngayon, we are in a crisis. But we know that in the midst of this situation, we have a God who is in covenant with us, and He has a covenant of provision for His people. Indeed, He has given us the ability to produce wealth. And so do invite your friends, invite your family, okay? And so we will be able to hear from the Lord what He has in store for us. Amen? And ngayong linggo po na to, we are going to end our series entitled Life Together. At dito po pinag-usapan po natin at iba't ibang relasyon po natin. Ano? Noong unang linggo po pinag-usapan po natin ang relasyon ng mag-asawa, no? Husband and wife. And last week po pinag-usapan po natin ang relasyon ng mga anak sa kanilang mga magulang or magulang sa kanilang mga anak, no? And ngayong linggo po, no? Ngayong araw na to, pag-usapan po natin ang isa pang importanteng relasyon na meron po tayo. And that is our relationship in the workplace, the relationship between an employer and his or her employees. Ano? And I believe this will be very helpful for us, lalo na ngayon na marami po sa atin work from home. Ano? In fact, kung ikaw ay work from home, pwede po bang pakitype dyan sa comment section, WFH, no? Work from home. No? And okay naman yung iba sa atin, hybrid work setup. Minsan nagtatrabaho po tayo sa opisina, pero minsan naman po tayo ay nasa bahay. Ano? And so if you are working, or if you have your own business, or if you do have a plan to work, no, whether you're a student, okay, pag-graduate ka pa lang, or you're planning to have your own business, then this message is for you. How are we going to honor God in our workplace? Okay, and so let's read our text for today. And we will be reading from Ephesians 6, verses 5 to 9. And let me read it for you, and you can also read along on the screen. Verse 5 says, "Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him." Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you anoint the preaching of your word? Let your word speak to us and transform us, Lord. Lord, thank you that whether we are employers or employee, we are all servants of Christ. We have one master, and you are calling us to honor you and to reflect Christ in our work. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Just to give us a background, no, of where we are at now in our text, in the Roman Empire, where Ephesus was a part of, half of the population, okay, and a lot of them were slaves, no? Ito po ay sinasabi na mga 50 million people in the Roman Empire were actually slaves, and a lot of them became Christians. And some of these slaves, okay, if not most of them, were actually skilled professionals, highly educated. Probably some were doctors, architects, accountants, some are intellectuals, but they were captured in the war and they were made slaves. Some became slaves dahil po sila ibinenta na kanilang mga magulang sapagkat hirap na po ang kanilang mga pamilya. And it is in this segment of society that the gospel has initially penetrated, no? And so as a slave in the Roman Empire, they were considered as properties, no? They have no legal rights. And yet, some of them came to know the Lord and became part of the church. Now, the gospel not only reached, okay, the slaves in the Roman Empire, but they were also able to reach those people who are in the higher class, or those people na meron silang kakayanahan at meron po silang mga slaves or the masters. And so now, magkasama na po sila sa simbahan, masters and slaves. Now, how are they going to relate with one another as a Christian community? Naturuan po sila lahat that in Christ, there is neither new, no, there is neither Jew nor Greek. Okay, there is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Christ. That there is no race in Christ. There are no sexual distinction in Christ. There are no social classes or distinctions in Christ. No? No social distinction in Christ. Our value and our dignity is not based on our race, not based on our gender, and they're not based on our social status. Why? For we are all one in Christ. Sabi nga po ni Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in Christ, we are no longer defined by our social position and status. We are not defined by that, okay? But by His blood, we are a new people who are to love and to serve one another because of who and what Christ has done for us. Meaning, okay, our worth, our value, our identity is not based on our social position or status, but by what Christ has done for us. In Christ, we are a new person. We have a new identity. Our worth and our value is not depending on what we do. It is dependent on what Christ has done for us. And so, wala pong mababang uri, walang matataas na uri. Lahat po ay pantay-pantay lamang dahil tayo po ay na kay Kristo na, no? Meaning our jobs, whatever we do does not dictate our value. It does not dictate our worth, and it does not dictate our dignity. We are all equal in the sight of God. And here in Ephesians, we are given timeless principles on how are we to conduct ourselves in our respective roles in a way that is pleasing before the Lord. And so Paul was telling masters and slaves how to relate to one another in a Christian household. And it also tells us today how should an employer an employee relate to one another in a way that honors God. No? So ito po yung pag-uusapan natin. And so let's start with the employee. No? In fact, if you are an employee, pwede ko po pakitype naman dyan sa comment section, 30th. No? Malapit na po yung 30th. Isa po yan sa mga paboritong petsa ng mga employee. No? One of my favorite dates. Okay? 30th. No? And so, employees are to serve their employers wholeheartedly. Okay, let me say that again. Employees are to serve their employers wholeheartedly. Ephesians 6:5 says, bond servants or slaves, okay, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Siyempre, yung mga employee, hindi naman sila mga slaves, no? But ito yung pinakamalapit na meron diyang correlation. Okay, and the word obey here refers to one who waits for a command from the master who then carries out that command. It is like an attendant, no? Na nagbabantay po siya sa pintuan at kapag meron po siyang narinig na katok, he is there ready to open the door immediately, no? And speaks of willingness and of expectant service, ready to serve, no? Happy to serve, no? Yan po yung mga motto, okay, ng mga slaves na to who are in Christ. This person jumps at the sound of his master's voice and does what he is told without argument or complaining. Okay, another motto nito, no? Kapag binigyan po ng task, pag binigyan po ng responsibility, consider it done. Consider it done. These are slaves or employees in Christ who are happy to serve, willing to serve, and who will do whatever it takes on the task that was given to them. And so employees, okay, are being called by God to serve their employers wholeheartedly. Not only that we are to do it with fear and trembling, with deep respect and fear. Sundin sila ng may paggalang at takot, no? And the idea of fear and trembling, hindi po ibig sabihin nito nakakatakutan po natin yung ating boss or yung mga katao na we are working with. It means, okay, that the godly employee strives to do what is right and excellent out of fear of God. Godly employee strives to do what is right and excellent out of the fear of God. And that's why the verse says, obey your earthly master with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Ang ibig sabihin po ng sincere hearts dito means singleness in motive. Wholehearted dedication. No? Ang paglilingkod na ito ay buong puso at hindi lamang galing sa nguso. A wholehearted dedication. No? Ang ibig pong sabihin ng wholehearted dedication, it means we are not allowing ourselves to be pulled in all directions. Sometimes ready to serve. Sometimes refusing, okay, but to serve wholeheartedly is to simply serve with a singleness of heart. With a singleness of heart. Whatever we are asked and called to do, we will do it, no? Gagawin at gagawin po natin yan ng buong puso. And so employees are to serve their employers wholeheartedly. And verse 6 would say, not by the way of eye service or as people pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. When we do our work, okay, hindi dahil nandyan yung boss natin at nakatingin po sila, no? Napakasipag po natin kapag nakatingin po yung boss natin, pero kapag wala na po yung boss natin, petics lang po tayo, no? You see, a Christian employee is a hard worker who gives his employer a full day's work for his pay. A Christian employee is a hard worker who gives his employer a full day's work for his pay, even when the boss is not looking. Kaya nga po, sakto po to sa mga work from home, sa mga hybrid work setup. Because wala naman po talaga doon yung boss mo, kasama mo, di ba, mga kapamilya mo. And though our boss are not looking, okay, our God sees our work. Our boss may not be there. Okay, wala man doon yung mga boss natin, pero nandun po ang Diyos at nakikita po niya kung paano po tayo magtrabaho. And to do anything less is stealing. Ano? And so we don't do eye service or as people pleaser. Our goal in our work as employees is to please the Lord. Why? Bakit po ganito dapat yung attitude natin? Because a believing employee serves Christ in his or her work. A believing employee serves Christ in his or her work. Kaya ano, pag binasa po natin lahat tong verses 5 to 9, lagi po natin makikita din sa bawat verses, no? Verse 5, as you would Christ. Verse 6, as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God. Verse 7, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Meaning, our work is a service unto the Lord. We work as if we are working for the Lord. It is the reason we obey with fear and trembling and with sincerity of hearts, not with eye service as people pleasers, because what we do it for God. Verse 8 would say, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bond servant or is free. And so, makita po natin that God sees our work. Not only God sees our work, God rewards faithful service unto Him. You may not be rewarded. You may not be recognized, promoted, or properly compensated for the work you do, but your big payday is yet to come. Okay? Your big payday is yet to come because ultimately, our rewarder is the Lord. Pwede po bang pakitype dyan, big payday. Okay, your big payday is yet to come, no? Big payday. Pakitype po yan dyan sa comment section. You see, sabi nga po ng isang preacher, God will not shortchange you as you do your work to glorify Him. The Lord doesn't pay off on the 15th and on the 30th yet. He compensates His children at the judgment seat of Christ. And on that day, all your faithful service that you have rendered for the Lord, it will be rewarded, including the hard work that you put into your work. No one may see it, no one may recognize it, but the Lord does see what you are doing. The reason why you're working hard, the reason why you're working with integrity, with all of your heart, wholeheartedly, is because you know that whatever you do, you are working for the Lord. People may not recognize you, but God recognizes your hard work. You see, it is the Lord we are serving, and it is the Lord who will give us the reward. And so a Christian employee works as a servant of Christ. A Christian employee works as a servant of Christ. Yes, you have a boss, a supervisor, probably some of these people. It is hard for us to work with them. But ultimately, si Lord ang boss natin. Ultimately, si Lord ang boss natin. And we are working for the Lord. And it is for this reason that we can do our work wholeheartedly. We are called to be the best that we can in whatever we do. No? Sabi nga po ni Martin Luther King Jr., if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here live a great street sweeper who did his job well. Kapag ginagawa po ba natin yung trabaho, and when the hosts of heaven would look at the way we do our task in our work, will they say, here live a great man or woman who did his job well? Hopefully that is what they're going to say every time that the hosts of heaven and even of earth will look at our work. And they would say, here is a man and a woman who did his job well. And so the question for us is, what would change in the way we do our work, whether in the office, work from home, or even as a student doing our schoolwork, or even as homemakers working in our homes, when we are always considering that in all that we do it for the Lord? What would change? Diba, ano ba yung mga bagay-bagay na magbabago sa gagawin natin? Kapag alam natin na yung mga bagay-bagay na to, ginagawa natin yan hindi para sa tao, ginagawa natin yan para sa Diyos. Another good question we can ask ourselves as employees or even as employers is the quality of our work dependent on the bigness of our salary or profit or the bigness of our Savior? Is the quality of our work dependent on the bigness of our salary or on the bigness of our Saviors? As employees, we serve, we work as servants of Christ. Amen? Now to the employers, okay? To the business owners, to the entrepreneurs, okay? Employers are to treat their employees kindly, no? Yan naman po yung tawag ng Panginoon sa mga employers, sa mga business owners. Ephesians 6:9 says, masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Ano daw po ang gagawin ng mga boss, ng mga employers? Do the same To them, the employees are being asked to serve readily, to work hard, to give their best on their work, in their work. So are the employers. The employers, they are also to serve readily. They are also to work hard. Employers are also to give their best on what they are doing. And so employers are to serve readily their employees, justly and fairly. Employers are to readily serve their employees justly and fairly. Masters are to acknowledge the worth of their people and to care for those who serve them. They are being called for a far higher standard than the world around them. Again, remember, going back to the context, when you are a slave during those times, no legal right, you are considered as a property. Your master can do anything to you. You can be killed as a slave for breaking a goblet, no? Nang dahil lamang sa kopita, no? Kapag nabasag yan, pwede kang ipapatay, no? It was said that Augustus, one of the Caesars, crucified a slave who accidentally killed his pet. At ano po yung pet niya? A quail, a bird, isang ibon. Okay, one Roman statement said, all slaves should be thrown on a dam, and when a slave is ill, do not feed him anything. It is not worth your money. When those ill slaves, okay, take those ill slaves and throw them away because they are nothing but inefficient tools. Grabe po, ganun po yung mga trato sa mga slaves. But as a Christian master, you are now a new creation. You are now in Christ. You are now a new person in the Lord. And so Christian masters are called then not to treat their slaves as mere properties, as a means to an end, but as a people who loves God. Masters are to treat their slaves as brothers or sisters in the Lord, to treat them with dignity, to treat them who are people made in the image of God, to promote the welfare of their servants in the same manner that the servants are promoting the slaves, the welfare of their masters. And so it is very unreasonable to expect a worker to have your best interest in mind if you don't have his or her best interest in mind. And so employers are being called by God to treat their employees kindly, justly, and fairly. Now again, I remember one of the stories of Alex Castillo, no? And meron po siyang jardinero, okay, na nakikipon ng kanilang garden. And they live in the subdivision, ano? And so yung jardinero po na to, nagtatrabaho po sa kanila probably 2 or 3 times a week, no? Pero nag-lockdown po tayo, no? And yung jardinero na to, hindi lang sa kanila trabaho, nagtatrabaho rin po to sa mga kapitbahay po, okay, ni Sir Alex Castillo, no? Pero mawawalan na po siya ng means, okay, to be able to sustain themselves. Why? Kasi lockdown po, hindi na po siya makakapasok sa subdivision. There's no way for him to get in. And so alam po pong ginawa ni Alex Castillo bilang employer ng jardinero na yon. Sinabi niya, okay, at a particular day, at a particular time, even if hindi ka makapag-perform ng service sa akin, I would still pay you what I normally give you, just looking after the welfare of that gardener, no? Hindi lang po yan, no? Meron po siyang business na tinayo. Okay, at naapektuhan din po, no? And so, alam po nila that they would have to reinvent or innovate on the way they do their task, no? So, ano pong ginawa niya, no? So, parang nagsisimula po ulit sila, no? Pero, syempre, kapag you're starting your own business and all, you made the shift, medyo kailangan po niya mag-pick up muna, no? So, hindi po yan kaagad bubulusok, no? But, Alex Castillo, together with his wife, made a commitment. Okay? Itinabi na po nila until year 2021. Yung salary ng mga staff na yun, that whatever happens, okay, they are able to provide for their staff just looking after the welfare of their employees. And so, Christian employers are called by God to respect and to look for the welfare of their employees. No? Again, verse 9 of Ephesians 6, at kayo namang mga amo, Tratuhin ninyo ng mabuti ang inyong mga alipin at huwag ninyo silang tatakutin o pagbabantaan dahil alam naman ninyong kayo at sila ay may iisang amo sa langit at wala siyang kinikilingan kahit sino. And so, walang takutan, walang pagbabantaan. Why? Because a Christian employer leads as a servant of Christ. A Christian employer leads and treats, okay, and do what he does. Why? As a servant of Christ. Yes, the employer is the boss, but he is a man under authority. The employer, okay, serves Christ in his work, in his business. And he is to reflect Christ's likeness to the people who are working for him. And so as a question to all the employers, if you are a person in authority, do you treat your employees with a servant's heart? Do you treat your employees as people and not means to an end? Do you listen to them? Do you look after them? Do you look after the welfare of your employees? Why? Because a Christian employer leads as a servant of Christ. And so in conclusion, Christian employers and Christian employees, we are all servants. We are all servants. And so we serve wholeheartedly, for we are servants of Christ. And we have one master. We serve the audience of one. We are accountable to him. We are accountable to God for whatever we do. And ultimately, God is our ultimate rewarder. God is our ultimate rewarder. And we are called to honor God, whether employers and employees, and to reflect Christ in our work. Amen? And so kapag ginawa po natin ito, no, employees working hard even when no one is looking, working with integrity and doing his or her best, not only are we glorifying God in our work, we are being a good witness for the Lord in our workplaces. And that gives us a valid platform to share Christ to them. Hopefully, when the people around us would look how we do our work, they would recognize that indeed God is with us. Amen? And the same way, ganun din po yung sa mga employers. When we show respect and care to our people, looking out to their own welfare, not just ours, to their welfare, not just ours, we are also being a good witness for the Lord. And that gives a lot of opportunities, credibility, that when we share the love of God, these people would say, indeed, the love of God flows through that man or woman. Ganyan talaga ang boss ko. Mayroon siyang Diyos. Amen? So, Christian employers and employees, we are all servants of Christ. We have one master, and we are called to honor God and to reflect Christ in our work. Amen? Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that in Christ, Lord, we are a new creation. We are a new people. We are a new employers. We are a new employer. We are a new employee, Lord. And Lord, thank you that in the same manner that you have served us, Lord, that you have given your best for us, Lord, we will do our best in our workplaces so that we could reflect you to the people around us, whether we are employers or we are employees, Lord, that you would help us to be the best that we could be. That we could be the best, Lord. Lord, sa pinapagawa nyo sa amin, God, in our place of work. Like, Lord, to have sinabi ni Martin Luther King Jr., Lord, God, that like that sweet street sweeper, that we would be the best street sweeper. If we are engineer, we would be the best engineer. Lord, if we are the best architect, then we would be the best architect, the best admin, Lord. Lord, not for our own glory, Lord, but for your own glory and your glory alone, Lord. Help us and teach us, Lord, that indeed we are only serving the audience of what? That in whatever we do, Lord, we are doing it for you. And so, Lord, would you help us to be excellent in our work? Lord, would you help us to be compassionate, Lord God, even to the people we are overseeing, God. Lord, that we are not lording over them, God, that we are not going to threaten them, Lord. But Lord, we are going to treat them with respect and justly and fairly, that we would be kind to them in the same manner, Lord, that you have been so good and so kind to us. Lord, would you bless the works of the hands of your people today, God. Lord, would you bless every businesses, Lord. Lord, would you thank you, Lord, God, that you would grant them favor upon favor, God, that their businesses are struggling, Lord. Help them to look to you, Lord. God, and help them to look after their people as well, God, and to every employees, Lord. Things may be hard. Things may be difficult. It may be hard maybe for some of them, Lord God, to respect and honor their boss. But Lord, thank you, God, Lord, that they are ultimately not working for their bosses. They are ultimately working for you. Their boss may not recognize them, but Lord, you are recognizing them for their hard work. And Lord, thank you, God, that you're going to promote them, Lord, that you bless them, God. And probably there are some people who are looking for a job. Lord, thank you, God, Lord, that you indeed have a covenant of provision for us, a covenant of blessing for us, Lord. And so, Lord, we declare your blessing, God, upon the works of our hands, upon our jobs, upon our businesses. Lord, thank you, God, that indeed, Lord, in Christ, whether employers or employees, we are one in you, Lord. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you, Lord. Let me speak blessing to you as we end this service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and let us be excellent in whatever we do, for we are not working for men, but we are working for the Lord. God bless you, and see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.